Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
How can you help someone who is released from prison to succeed as he or she adjusts to living outside prison walls? We visit today with Trish Mathis, and she is the Executive Aftercare Director, Mission Gate Prison Ministry. And we'll learn about some of these things, how God has changed people's lives, and maybe some tips for you if you have a loved one who's incarcerated. Trish, welcome.
Thank you, Judy. It's so good to be here.
It's nice to have you, and Mission Gate has been around for a long time, hasn't it?
It has. In fact, we are celebrating our 40th year anniversary of Mission Gate. We are really excited about that.
So tell us about Mission Gate and how it got started.
What had happened was I went to Bible study fellowship and I found the Lord, or he found me and my husband. He is a former alcoholic, prescription drug addict, and I knew what God did for me, he could do for my husband. So I started praying, and within a year, he came to know the Lord. And he was really exuberant about the Lord. Not that I wasn't, but he just showed it in a greater way. So some seminary students were excited about his enthusiasm and took him into the county jail to give his testimony. And then every time Rick went in, people would flood the altar wanting to change their life. And that's really how it started. Pretty soon, and then he started going into churches, trying to gather up volunteers because he was frustrated that there were so many, such a need out there. And then the way I got started was Rick was preaching at a local church, and I was the only one that came forward to accept that call. And that changed my life about wanting to help prisoners and ex-offenders.
40 years later now, tell us some of the things that have happened, how you started your programs, and what programs you have.
Okay. And I do have to say, structure of housing is very important. So we have residential aftercare homes in St. Louis and Crawford County and Lincoln County. And we are a structured program serving over 350 former inmates a year.
350?
Right. Yeah, we have big facilities. We've got ranches, and it's a 9-month program. So that includes the turnover of when somebody graduates. But we found out, Judy, that it takes so much. I don't really know how people can get out of prison who don't have a family to go to, or who have to go back into their own neighborhoods where the drug dealers are knocking at their door, and really be able to make it. I don't see how they can do that, because when they get out, most of them have the clothes on their back, some still prison shoes, and they all come to us by application process. So it's people that really want to change their life, but probably only about 50 or 60% are born again. So it's a huge mission field, and God has blessed us with wonderful churches and volunteers joining in to really make a difference in the peoples who we serve. So they need structure, and they need clothing and food and ID. Most of them can't drive, and they've got court dates. And if they don't have a place like Mission Gate and they have a court date and they can't get there, then they get a warrant out for their arrest. So it's a very important. I don't know how many people really realize what happens to somebody when they're released from prison.
You go to the prisons and the jails on a regular basis to find people, or how do people find you?
Yeah, well, we go in. Mission Gate's pretty well known in the prison system by now, 40 years later. So our phone rings all day long of people in prison wanting to change their lives. Plus, we go in the Missouri prisons. We go to reentry conferences and the county jail. We have quite a few volunteers going into St. Louis County Justice Center. And we have wonderful staff that help. We've grown to have staff of about, 15, 16 people that have been in prison, and now they're trained to help the new ones coming out.
So when someone goes in prison from Mission Gate, what did they do and where does it go from there to get people into your program?
Okay, well, I'll give me as an example. One of the prisons I go into, they didn't really know how to classify us. Are we in the chapel or are we reentry? Really, we're kind of both. So I'll go into prison with some seasoned volunteers, some of who came from there. And we show a video, and then we teach them something that we teach in our aftercare, because we've got all kinds of classes in place for them, because we want the ones that come, the ones that are really interested in changing their lives and following the ways of the Lord. So we'll teach a class, and then all hands go up, because so many people in prison, they don't think there's a way out. They want to change their life, but they just don't know how. So this gives them the opportunity, and it does take faith for them to want to change their life.
So if they want to take the big step, then where do you go from there?
Well, we have a 12-page application, and we
12
work with
pages.
probation, right? Yeah, the ones that are serious. They do it, or they'll get help from their probation or parole officer in the institution. And Raina is our daughter. She works in the office almost all day answering calls, working with institutional parole officers and inmates, just really looking at, is this person really, we only have, so many spots. So we do want to make sure that this person, if they're not born again, they're at least at a point where they really want to change their life, and we feel like we can help them.
And then after they fill out the application.
Right. We also have a phone interview with them. Some of them we've met when we went into prison, but then we'll have a phone interview. And after all these years, we are pretty in tune to the people that really can make it with the services that we offer. And we've got a lot of wonderful volunteers. I can't even say how our volunteers help. We have classes right down in St. Louis, and we have, I think, eight or nine volunteers that go down regularly and teach the men how to change their lives through various courses.
Wow. Okay, so we've talked about how people get in. And then when they're released, then they release them to you and then you put them into the program?
Yeah, we usually do not need to go pick them up, but we do if we have to. Sometimes even Department of Corrections will bring them to us, but most often they'll take a bus or a train, and then our trained staff will go pick them up and welcome them, bring them to whatever site they're approved for, and then we go on from there. And most are so very thankful.
So this is aftercare after someone gets out of prison. Tell us about the aftercare sites that you have available.
Well, I don't know if you've heard about them, but we're very, very blessed, and all glory goes to God, and thanks to so many people that have supported Mission Gate because they're beautiful facilities. We started out in our own home because when we went in and told people about Jesus, we found out that there was no place for them to go at that time. So we kept them in our home, and the different people from St. Louis and surrounding areas, they would donate to us, and it brought us to where we are today. We started out in St. Louis with three beautiful homes, and we still got those, and we've got Four Good Shepherd Ranch, where we also
Yeah,
have
tell us
equine
about that.
therapy.
Tell us about the
Everybody loves Four Good Shepherd. Yeah, everybody loves Four Good Shepherd Ranch because it's like too good to be true. All these homes are totally amazing. And it's just like you walk in and you walk onto the property, and so many people say that they can tell that it's holy land. And we really work hard, and I thank my husband Rick for this and people who have followed, to keep it holy land. We don't allow drugs or alcohol or sex or anything like that. The property is beautiful. The homes are beautiful. We work really hard to keep them up. We are certified through MOCRISP and National Alliance of Recovery Residences. So they're all inspected and very, very good homes.
If people are interested in getting a loved one into that, because that loved one is in prison right now, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call us at 636-391-8560, and we would talk to the relative or the loved one, and then we would encourage them to talk to their loved one in who's incarcerated or on drugs or alcohol, and have that person contact us. That's just a really important part of recovery, is for the person to make that step, because I'm sure we have many listeners right now that know they've tried and they can't do it for somebody. Somebody has got to make that step. And what we can do is pray for them.
So, Trish, we're going to take a break, but right before the break, could you give us your website if people would like more information, not only about Mission Gate, but also the events that are coming up?
It's Mission Gate Ministry. .org.
Hey, we'll be right back after this break. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Stay tuned, won't you? If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. This is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich, and with me is Trish Mathis. And Trish is the Executive Aftercare Director of Mission Gate Prison Ministry. She and her husband founded this ministry 40 years ago, and we've been talking about some of the things that they offer to inmates to just stay out of prison once they get out. So, Trish, welcome back.
Thank you, Judy.
Now, before you go any farther, we're going to share some stories about how inmates' lives have been changed, but I want you to tell people more about Fort Good Shepherd and Shepherd's Inn.
Yes, Fort Good Shepherd sets on 140 acres, and it's very structured, very beautiful. People start out in bunkhouses. And they're not like a real bunkhouse, they're a beautiful home. But it is a group setting. And then after 3 to 4 months, they go into their own cabin down on the Merrimack River.
Oh.
Well, the Merrimack River, you know, we had a terrible flood last October, and some of our homes got flooded. We're able to raise funds to rebuild them, but we don't want to keep doing that. So the Lord led us to start a beautiful, large building called Shepherd's Inn on higher ground, and it'll house 19 people, separate bedrooms. And we're really excited about that. And another thing is that we're going to some of the cabins down there, they'll still be used, and we'll be able to start a new project, and that's where the dads that have children will be able to visit for a weekend.
Wow, that is really amazing. And we're talking about Mission Gate Prison Ministries with Trish Mathis. How about your army of volunteers? What if someone would love to give their talent and be a volunteer?
And that is the beauty about our volunteers, because God uses their gifts. And when a volunteer is called, Mission Gate hasn't had a lot of time to really pour into them, but they are a part of a local church, and they're girded in the Word of God. So they have very many different gifts. Some is evangelism. Some churches will come down where they'll bring a missions group and actually minister to our residents and have lunch for them and share with them. And it's like everybody is blessed, the volunteers and the people in our program. There's one man that he comes down to Fork of Shepherd every week, and he just helps on the property. And he's had an opportunity to build such good relationships and be such a good mentor to the men at Fork of Shepherd Ranch who live there, just to see somebody's excitement and faithfulness to the Lord.
That's wonderful. And again, the website where people can find out more detail about volunteering?
MissionGateMinistry.org. And I want to say also that we have a new position that we're hiring for. We were blessed with a grant. So we're looking for a full-time volunteer coordinator. And that's an open position right now.
So if you are interested, the website again?
The website, MissionGateMinistry.org, or call us at 636-391-8560 and leave a message.
And that's 636-391-8560. Now, maybe you've all been waiting to find out, I want to hear some miracles of what God's done in a few people's lives to know that this is really a powerful ministry. So, Trish, can you share some stories?
I can. And I'd like to share one of the very first ones. And I was new. I was just called to prison ministry through my husband's preaching. And I went very boldly into Hall Street Jail. And I didn't know I had to go to the dorms and wake the people up and get them to go to my Bible study. And I didn't have a drug or alcohol background. But that's where I really learned that the Word of God is the power in this ministry, because I gave, and faithfulness. I went every week sharing the Word, and I didn't have that many people, but finally it built up to 15 to 20. We sat in a little mop room every week, and I couldn't get in. The doors were locked one day, the vaulted doors, and I could hear these women singing to the top of their voices, "Oh, how I love Jesus." And I've told that story many times, but it still makes me cry to think that there was nobody interested, and then all these people loved Jesus. And that was because of the Word of God.
Wonderful. Now, what about some stories about aftercare, how people have changed?
Yeah, there's so many. There's one girl that I can think of, a lady, she's with us right now. And we didn't know when we accepted her that she was married to a woman. And of course, we were a little shocked. And then we thought, well, you know, the Lord has led her here, and let's just keep letting her hear the Word of God. Well, she finally was in church. All of the people in our programs have to go to a local church, and we go with them. And she was the scripture was that the pastor was teaching was in Romans. And she will tell her testimony. In fact, she's going to give it at September Fest, where she was reading Romans, and it was about homosexuality. And she said, "Oh my gosh, that's me. I'm sinning." And this girl changed her life. She followed through with a divorce, and she's excelling now.
Great story. God's grace in the midst of the challenge, huh? All right.
Yes.
What about some of the guys that have their lives have changed? What about a couple of those stories?
Yeah, there's just so many. One of the greatest things is people come in and they come with all different intentions. Some are, this is it. This is the place where I'm going to change. And others maybe just come for home plan and to get their needs met. But the beauty is when you see that they change from that to, I really love the Lord. And we've got one guy this Saturday, Rick and I will be going to the wedding, Dusty, where he's getting married. And that's one of the beautiful things I see about the man is that they're separated from their children and their parents, and they're hurt about what they've done to their parents and children. But we've seen miracle after miracle of how they get back with their children and they start serving their parents. They realize that their parents won't be here forever, and they go and they help them fix their home. To me, that is very beautiful. We also have a man that was with us that old charges came up. And he went to court. He got 28 years in Department of Corrections. We've seen other people with this, those same charges that only got a year in Department of Corrections. It takes 3 years for all of their charges to come through. So we keep up with him while he's incarcerated. And to see the faith in this man is amazing. And now he's leading Bible studies in prison. And he says sometimes it's hard and but he has to just look at the face of Jesus, look upon Jesus's word, and then he's got the strength to be able to make it through. I
Awesome.
can't imagine what I would do.
Awesome. Trish, you have shared so much with us today about Mission Gate Prison Ministries. Trish is the executive aftercare director of Mission Gate Prison Ministries. Her husband and her founded it 40 years ago. They have these events coming up. And Trish, again, that website.
MissionGateMinistry.org.
That's missiongateministry.org. So go to the website, find out more. You can learn about Fort Good Shepherd, Shepherd's Inn, the homes in St. Louis, the Army of Volunteers, and the events coming up. Trish, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope that you all will get involved in Mission Gate and be a blessing to those inmates that need Jesus Christ or have become Christians in their lives and need follow-up. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Again, thanks, Trish, for being a part.
Thank you, Judy.
And we will see you next week.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.